Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome to Mississippi Minute, folks. I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, that is. Don't forget, before we get started today, as I always do, so many wonderful things to do that just are culturally rock star right here in Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. Special thanks to my pal Cindy Kellogg, her husband Dick at Luna Bella in Hot Springs for setting me up with today's guest, hooking me up. Every time I'm in Hot Springs, my wife and I, we first thing we do that night is head to Luna Bella. So she's such a dear friend. You've been sick, Cindy. Our prayers have been with you. Today we're talking food, and I'm extremely thrilled about that. As my guest, the burger chef and GM of the oldest bar in Arkansas, the Ohio Club. I mean, who hasn't been to Hot Springs and not been to the Ohio Club? My wife and I, Gwen and I, frequent that as much as we do Luna Bella. And we're excited to have the chef on today. He's been the winner of 20-plus Best Burger Awards since 2016. I mean, he's on fire right now. Three-time finalist for induction into the Arkansas Food Hall of Fame. What's taking them so long? Certified Master Barbecue Judge with the Kansas City Barbecue. I think it's KCBS. What exactly? I think that stands for that. Certified Prime Steak Judge at SCA. We're going to find out what these initials mean. Certified EAT Judge with World Foods. Food Sport Competitor. I can't wait to understand exactly. I know what it sounds like, but I've never heard it put that way. Co-promoter of All In Steak Showdown this November 19 and 20. Coming up in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Break out the silverware and your finest china. Okay, and even the paper plates. I'm ready to dig in with Chef Michael Dampier. What's up, Chef?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Hello, everyone.
Hell, everyone
Thanks
says hello.
For having me on the show today.
I love it. I'm so excited. Anytime I can start talking about food, and particularly one of my favorite foods in the world is a great burger. You know what I mean? It's always the challenge to make. So I'm going to pick your brain left and right today, and I want everybody to be salivating and running to their, I want them to do it for themselves. Don't go to some fast food place, which we know what there's a lot of good ones. But I hope that they'll go to their kitchen and maybe try some things that maybe you can give them some advice for. So before we start, Michael, I love digging into the past. It's what I do. I want to understand how you came to a love for cooking and culinary and food, because to me, you had to have somebody around you growing up, your grandmother, your grandfather, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, somebody that was cooking that made you go, oh, now that looks fun.
Yeah, that would be my mom and my grandmothers. Those were the ladies that really influenced me cooking, especially my mom. She cooked and ran restaurants in western part of Arkansas, Mount Ida, Arkansas, Pencil Bluff, Arkansas, for about 30 years. And she fed just about anybody that went through Montgomery County for about 30 years. And she was famous for having fish fries down on the river of the farm. Hmm. And the whole community would just like, they'd look down, see the gate open, and figure that mom and my stepdad was down there fishing and cooking. The next thing you know, you'd see headlights coming through the hayfield, and people be bringing potluck. And they're like, hey, y'all fried up some fish. We
Come
brought
on.
Some potatoes, or we brought some veggies. And next thing you know, somebody gets a guitar out, and you're having a little fish fry and music down the Wichita River.
Wow.
So moments like that is what, you know, food brings people together.
There's no doubt.
Moments like that.
You know, that's amazing. That's an amazing moment. That's a memory. I mean, you know, we had so many times, and we called it Friday Night at the Azars, and my older brother sort of started it. He was sort of known for finding anything in the cabinet and turning it into something. We never understood it. He was such a good cook. So I was always watching him, and then watching my grandmother in the kitchen. You know, nobody was allowed in there. I'd drive her crazy and just kind of peep over her shoulder, and she says, "You better get out of here," you know, while she was doing her thing. But, you know, we had this. You got me thinking as far as fish is concerned, and we'll get off the fish subject. But for many years, my buddy Danny Oberle, and he is featured as Santa Claus, and since it's that time of year, and I do host 36 hours of, and could be 48 hours of Super Talk Christmas, Mississippi Christmas every year, my song is Catfish Christmas, and it came from a very honest place. We used to invite folks from Music City when we were there to partake in my buddy Tweety's catfish, and my brother and him would cook it. He's a catfish biologist. He knows the game, you know what I mean? He knows everything about it, but his catfish is insane. And we'd do it for Christmas, and we called it Catfish Christmas. The song, it wasn't even a thought yet, but then we sent an invitation out, and when I looked at the invitation, I went, huh, that's a song. That's my song. So Jim McMahon, Cat Cora, you know Cat Cora, Iron Chef Cat Cora, and and my buddy Terry Aholo, which is a U.S. ski team member, they all were in the music video, and my sidekick played my elf from my band, and we had such a thing, but we were all by the campfire. It sort of reminded me of what you just said. Folks getting together and over food and over a meal. And then there's the process before, and that's the cooking. Take my listeners, please, on the most passionate thing in the entire world is the sound of onions and garlic, maybe the Holy Trinity, whatever, bell pepper, hitting the skillet in hot olive oil. And what happens during that process and music in the background?
Oh, yeah. You get your skillet or get your pot eaten up, and you go to throw those diced veggies, a little bit of oil in there.
Woo!
You hear that sizzle. Usually there's not a lot of talk in the kitchen. You can hear everything doing. Even in my kitchen at the Ohio Club, we're busy. There's servers in and out. I could have my back to the fryer and be talking. I could tell the guy behind me, those onion rings are done. He said, "Well, how do you know you're not looking?" I said, "I was listening." You can hear the sizzle. You can hear food cooking and processing, and there's nothing like having that feeling and sound, and just closing your eyes and smelling the smells and the aroma of different veggies and spices and oils that are coming together. And now I'm getting my mouth watering. But one of my favorite pictures was just a couple years ago. My mom come down, and I was able to cook for her. We had a moment where we were at the counter together, and my daughter took a picture, just kind of a back view. And I hang that up in my house. I carry it with me because that's something I'll cherish with me the rest of my life, being able to cook with my mom. Because like you said, you'd get run out of the kitchen. If my mom was in the kitchen at home and I was to go in there and start trying to touch something, I would get called everything but my name. Get on up out of here. I got to get this stuff going now. But now that I've turned to cooking, she's in there with me now. And to hear your mother or hear your mentor, your role model, your idol to say, "How did you just do that?" "Well, I took this little spice, or I diced this way, and I tried it this way with this little flavor." "Well, I didn't know you could do that." Because I had a 80-something-year-old cook tell me, I said, "You got any tips on, you know, running a kitchen or being a cook?" Or he said, "Son, you're always learning."
Yeah.
"You can live to be 110 years old and be a cook and never think you know it all, because there's always a different technique, a different flavor profile, a different sauce, a spice, a different way of doing it. Try to learn different cultures. Try to learn different styles and techniques. Always have your mind open. Don't have blinders on, and always be learning." And with that mentality, I've been able to learn more and know more about food and cooking, and still have a whole lot more to learn.
Yeah.
I love the good Southern soul food, the Delta tamales, the greens, the collard greens. And we do our fish fry some of my family's from South Georgia. And we'll have folks come over, and we got our fish, and we've got our hush puppies and our taters and our veggies. And then they're looking at that pot, and they go, what is that? Well, it's cheese grits. Why you got cheese grits with your catfish? You just kind of look at them like, well, why don't you?
Exactly.
That was just a thing. That was a thing in Southern Georgia that my grandpa brought to Arkansas, that, oh, you know, you eat cheese grits with your fish fries.
Yeah.
And your fried okra and your green tomatoes and different stuff like that. And that was just something that people look at as funny, but then next thing you know, they've done going for their second bowl of cheese grits with their hush puppies.
I'm Steve Azar, you're with Chef Michael Dampier, Don't Go Anywhere, Ohio Club. This man knows how to cook. When it comes to burgers, he is called the Burger Chef. Go to visit Mississippi.org to find out where you can find some great burgers in Mississippi. So many cool places. We'll be right back. Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking need. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
With a single handshake, John Ravenstein buys millions in diamonds, and that's the buying power it takes to be Mississippi's direct diamond importer.
You see, we sell so many diamonds, the finest diamond cutters from around the world come to us.
He's got the million-dollar handshake.
I'm John.
And I'm Rachel Ravenstein. That's why here at Juniker Jewelry, you'll shop from 10 times the loose diamonds you'll find in average jewelry stores.
Because finding just the right diamond at the right price, the perfect diamond for her, is what Juniker Jewelry is all about.
Best of all, we guarantee the lowest price in the state. We even have 12 months interest-free financing for qualified buyers.
So when you're ready, we're ready at Mississippi's direct diamond importer. And I want to shake your hand.
And make her the happiest girl in the world.
Juniker Jewelry Company, Mississippi's direct diamond importer. From anywhere in Mississippi, we're at 1485 Highland Colony Parkway, just south of 463 in Madison, and JunikerJewelry.com.
Hurry! Run! Get to the car!
It's coming! Start the car! What are you waiting for?
I knew I should have gotten the Mazda of Jackson!
Get rid of that creepy old car you've been driving around in and upgrade to a new vehicle during our model year clearance at Mazda of Jackson. All the 2021s must go, and we're giving you amazing savings on every last one of them. Get 0.9% financing for 36 months on all new Mazdas. That's 0.9% on every new Mazda in stock. This will save you thousands in finance charges. Plus, get your first year of oil changes on us with every new Mazda purchase. You can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile warranty from Mazda of Jackson. Is your credit history scary? Our credit team will work to get you approved no matter how many skeletons are in your closet. Bring in your current vehicle, and we'll give you the best possible price for it, no matter how creepy it is. So get to Mazda of Jackson today, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. I-55 Frontage Road North in Jackson. Call 991-2222 today. MazdaofJackson.com. See dealer for details with approved credit on select models.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. We are located in Gludstadt, south of Germantown High. Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful, with trees, shrubs, fall color plants, soils, and mulches. Save the date. Calloway's Christmas open houses will be the first two Sundays in November, with refreshments and door prizes every half hour. Come see Calloway's beautifully decorated Christmas store with large selection of permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, angels, nativities, ornaments, and much more. Our landscape designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape. Give Calloway's a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Don't forget, Calloway's Christmas open houses the first two Sundays in November. You will not be disappointed. Bring your family and enjoy the afternoon. Calloway's Gludstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
from the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Steve Azar. Go to visitmississippi.org. And we're with Chef Michael Dampier. Really excited. The Ohio Club, the oldest club in Arkansas. Let's get to it. Tell me about this event and when did it start? And obviously you're heavily involved. You're co-promoting it. Just when did it all happen and how long you been doing it?
Well, you mentioned the Apollo Creed intro that I got. I got to get you to be my hype man. Follow me around and just do my announcement. That was awesome.
I do it for everybody now.
the abbreviations, you're talking about KCBS, that is Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Yeah, baby.
SCA. SCA is a state cook-off association.
Okay.
And they have been together since about 2013. I've been part of it since about 2015. And they have events all over the country, but all over the world, sanctioned steak cook-off events. And there's several in Mississippi. I've come over to Byhalia and judged a few. I've come to Laurel, Mississippi for a few steak cook-offs. Mm. So they're up and down the Mississippi Delta and the highways there. And you have teams from all over the country. They compete against each other to turn in the best tasting, best looking steak possible. You earn points throughout the year. If you win, you get a chance to win a golden ticket, which earns you a spot at the Steak World Championships held in March in Fort Worth, Texas. I've been involved as a judge. I went through a class, got certified, and then I would sign up. I look on the calendar when I have a free Saturday or free Sunday, and I've traveled to Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Tennessee, Florida. Through barbecue, I've traveled as far as Arizona, South Florida to judge events, and it's a great community. We call it SCA family, or food sport is what the barbecue and the world food and steak cook-off and chili cook-off kind of falls under the food
love
sport
that
umbrella.
Word sport with food. I've never seen it before.
Oh yeah, it's you have such a camaraderie. You bond, you build relationships. The cooks aren't there, they're competing against each other, but they're not competing against each other. I've seen a cook's fire go out on his grill, and the cook next to him, who's competing for $1,000,
yeah,
go, hey, I've got another grill fired up over here, just go over and use it. You know, you don't see that, and you know, you don't. In basketball, your best shooter goes out. The other team don't go, hey, we got our best shooter. Y'all want to use him?
No. Exactly.
But in food sports, though, so different events. I had been looking to bring an event to Hot Springs. Hot Springs being a tourist town, being such a food culinary driven town,
absolutely.
And I was able to partner with one of the steak cook-off guys, Frank Davis, and we come up with this all-in steak showdown. We're having it at the Oaklawn Casino Racing Resort, historic thoroughbred racing facility, been open since 1904. And so that's where the all-in gambling theme kind of come in.
Mm-hmm.
And with the SCA, about 99% of the events they do for a charity, a fundraiser, trying to help a local charity. Ours, we found out there's a foundation called the Jesse Dylan James Foundation. And their mission is to educate and raise awareness about the damaging effects of peer pressure, bullying, and cyber relations to help prevent teenage suicide.
Yeah,
the James family lost their son, who was in the school band. He had been bullied, and he committed suicide.
Yeah, it's awful to hear.
So they created this foundation. In Searcy, Arkansas, they do a fundraiser, and they have a couple state cook-offs. But due to COVID, their concert has been canceled for 2 years. So that was their big fundraiser. Their funds go towards scholarships for band students and towards meetings and helping kids and awareness for this. So we asked if we could raise money, and of course they come on board. So this is actually my first state cook-off event that I'm promoting. We're looking at having about 20 or more teams on Friday night. They'll compete grilling steaks. Saturday they'll come back. They'll compete grilling. They'll have two opportunities. There's a steak A, steak B. They'll compete. And then we're doing frog legs as an ancillary. They have an ancillary.
That tastes like chicken?
Where you can,
frog legs taste like chicken?
Yeah, they taste like chicken. Okay. They taste like chicken.
Just making sure.
You can spice it up and get it taste like any kind of chicken. But Cajun chicken, Southern chicken. Mm-hmm. But so we've got three steak cook-off events and a frog leg cook-off event in 2 days here in Hot Springs at Oaklawn. And, I mean, some of the prize money, they're looking, you can walk out of there winning $2,000-$3,000. There's a win Tribal Fire Grill is giving a grill away to the overall winner. We've got PK Grill, which is out of Little Rock. They've been in business since 1952. They're giving a grill away. We've got several sponsors. You ever use the duck fat spray when you're cooking?
Duck fat? No, but these are the things I'm learning. This is why you're on the phone right now with me. You know that, don't you? Now we're talking. Well, what is duck fat spray?
We need to get you some duck fat spray. It's like, you know, the cooking oil, you know, spray oil. You spray your pan down, or you could spray a steak down and put some rub on there.
What?
And it would adhere better to the, adhere better. Or you spray your grates down for your grill.
My gosh.
This is duck fat. You need to pick you up some. They're actually sponsoring. Every cook will get a can of duck fat spray. We've got some charcoal people sponsors where the cooks are going to get a bag of charcoal. So a lot of people are promoting their products, of course, but it also helps these cook teams.
Yeah.
Give them a little more notoriety and chances. They're all trying to earn points to get to Fort Worth next March. So that's being a local guy here in Hot Springs. I'm trying to bring people to Hot Springs, trying to educate about our history. You know, the Ohio Club's been around since 1905. Oaklawn's been around since 1904. So that's a lot of rich history right there of music, cooking, gangsters, baseball players, you name it, presidents.
It's all there. I know a lot of history in that town, I can tell you that. Hey, Chef, we're going to take a break. We're with Chef Michael Dampier. He has won more awards in the art of cooking, especially stuff like burgers and steak. And he's got me all worked up right now. I do want to touch on one thing that I really appreciate you guys doing, and I'm sure our listeners will. Back in our day, it was sticks and stones. I hate to put our day on it, and that hurt sometimes, right? But with the cyberbullying and all that, I've seen it with our niece, with our nephews, and what, you know, at times that things go along, you know, as life's gone along and technology has gotten to be, anybody can say anything about anybody, and it's crazy, but it's greater than sticks or stones because it's written, and so many people see it, and the people that get a charge doing it, they just need to be just... It's unbelievable to me. So I love you guys celebrating his life and keeping his memory and spirit alone with something that was so horrible that happened to him. And hopefully you guys will make a difference, and that foundation will change a lot of the way people talk to people online and treat people. That's what it's all about. Second of all, just the whole idea. I can't wait to dig into burgers because I want to talk to you about this. And I also want to make the duck fat song. I'm got a little duck fat. Everybody, come on. I got a little duck fat.
there's you in there.
Got a little duck fat. I got a little duck fat. All right, I'm Steve Azar. You're Chef Michael Dampier has got me singing because we're talking food. Go to visit Mississippi.org to talk about everything culturally cool that you can check out that's right there, right outside your doorstep. We'll be right back. Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM,
is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens, why does it happen, and how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, the Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
No Drip Roofing and Construction. The name says it all. All types of roofing and construction, your certified, CertainTeed shingle installer, family-owned and operated for over 20 years here in the Metro. No Drip Roofing and Construction, 601-371-1051.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is. Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes. Get your purse, sweetie.
This is Dennis Stevenson, Director of the Motor Carrier Safety Division of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety. The Highway Patrol, in conjunction with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, is conducting big rig road checks for safety each month throughout the state for motor vehicles. Troopers and truckers working together to keep our roads and highways safe. Since the program began, we have issued over 15,000 citations to ensure that everyone is safe on the road. Troopers and truckers working together to keep our Mississippi roadways safe.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Innovative Health Clinic in Ridgeland is now offering monoclonal antibody treatments. Monoclonal antibody therapy offers a way to help reduce and prevent severe symptoms in COVID-positive patients and for those who have been in close contact with someone who has tested positive. Most insurance providers will cover the cost. If you are uninsured, you may be eligible for reimbursement through the federal government. To find out if you are eligible for this treatment option, call Innovative Health Clinic today, 601-944-5585.
Upgrade your career today at Ag Up Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Our service techs don't just fix tractors. They're passionate about solving problems for our customers. From Yard of the Month to Farm of the Year, we keep our customers running so they can harvest their land's potential. Don't just settle for a job. Come to Ag Up and start a career. Great benefits, family atmosphere, and values. Visit our 16 hometown locations or agup.com to view and apply for job opportunities to move up close to you.
Mississippi has more I's in our name than any other state. That just makes sense. We're not just a star on the flag. We're the state where people follow theirs. Whether you're cutting a new path or following the road less taken, the bank that actually gets you there is just a few exits down. With more accessible, flexible lenders, more product choices, and more cutting-edge digital banking. When you move to your own beat, nothing beats local. The Citizens Bank. In your corner. Member FDIC.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
Traffic deaths nationwide are at a 15-year high, up almost 20% in the first 6 months of this year. That's according to the National Traffic Highway Safety Administration. Mississippi has the second highest fatality rate in the country, over 31 deaths per 100,000 licensed drivers. Distracted driving is the main contributor. The Mississippi Justice Institute is representing the Gulf Coast Restaurant Group in a lawsuit challenging President Biden's vaccine mandate for private employers. Director Aaron Rice said they challenged it because if they lose staff as a result, it'll make it difficult to keep restaurants open.
They used to have 1,200 employees. Now they're down to 1,000. And so they're struggling to keep up with customer demand, struggling to keep their restaurants open. They're on limited menus, limited hours.
Saturday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily halted the mandate. For SuperTalk Mississippi News, I'm Kelly Bennett.
At Pearl River Resort Casino, we're keeping it real safe for our employees and guests.
Electrostatic spray, chip cleaning, and mass thermal temperature scanners are in use throughout the property, including advanced UV cleaning technology to keep rotating handrails safe to touch.
State-of-the-art air filtration systems keep the air you breathe safe and clean.
So get back and play at Pearl River Resort Casino. We're keeping it real. Real fun, real winning, real safe.
Hey, it's Richard Cross. Join us every weekday for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford. The all-new 2021 Ford F-150 is here with available interior work surface for putting in work. Standard sync Ford technology plus a huge 12-inch touchscreen and Pro Power onboard outlets for all kinds of jobs. Not only is the all-new 2021 Ford F-150 tough, it's smart. Built Ford proud. Built Ford tough. See a Ford dealer near you for details, and don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news,
finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why SuperTalk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to SuperTalk Mississippi. Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rocking down a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. I got Chef Michael Dampier on the phone via Hot Springs. Go to visitmississippi.org. Check out what you're going to do this weekend. Hey, Chef, let's talk about burgers. A lot of people put, you get to the point where your burger tastes like everything but ground beef, right? I want to know,
exactly,
when you're judging a burger or you're winning a burger contest, or what, do you ever evolve, first of all, or do you go with your go-to? Because you know your go-to is it, and obviously the quality of beef, how do you select it? What about your bun? I want to know, what kind of bun? Do you grill it? Do you toast it? You know what I mean? I need the whole scoop here.
You know, I judge a lot of events. I've judged WFC as World Food Championships. And they have their big competition next week in Dallas. You have about 1,500 cooks competing, 10 different categories. And over the years, being a judge with that, you'll see burgers that you don't know how you unhinge your mouth to eat them. I mean, they're very creative, very over the top. And that's great for competition and look and appearance. But usually, for me, I want a simple burger. I want to be able to taste the meat. We've tried different meats over the years. We've tried different rubs and seasonings. Stool somehow consistently have been recognized and awarded with awards and stuff. Even though we've changed our styles and techniques, you try to listen to what the customers are saying. And you know, you'll hear, man, I don't taste the meat. I taste everything but the burger. But you try to keep it simple. We use Iowa Premium Established 8, which is some of the top beef. And I don't over-season it. A little salt, a little pepper, a little garlic. I let the meat do the work for me. And you can do it on a flat top, get a good sear on it. That's what's good about, like, Dairy Bar burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Good 70-30 or...
So 70-30.
79-20.
Really?
70-30, that's, you know, your meat. That's a Dairy Bar greasy, cheesy, late, good burger like that. But for me, it's the 80-20 top,
like that.
Established 8. And we're on the char grill, cooking it, putting it over on the flat top to finish it off the sear. We got grill marks. You're tasting the smoke and the flame of the char. It's got a good taste and flavor to it. but you're still tasting the meat. I could sit there and throughout the day and just pick out a burger to make sure it's not over-seasoned or it's overcharred, or, and, you know, make sure, because I'm not the only one cooking. And I have different guys that will cook throughout the day, and you got to make sure they're being consistent. And if you over-season, you over-rub, sometimes you take away from the actual flavor of the meat.
Chef, when do you, I got to interrupt here because I have questions along the way here. When do you salt, first of all? What's the best time? I mean, you hear about people saying, oh, it sucks the you know, the whatever you need out of the meat, you know, if you salt too soon. Is there a such thing?
As long as I've been doing it, we come in early in the morning, we're getting our beef out fresh, we're weighing it out, and we're seasoning it thin. Then it goes to the kitchen, and as soon as we open, that burger's going on the grill when it's ordered, and it's already, we've seasoned it. So, and we season with a little salt, a little pepper, a little garlic. We've seasoned before with a more intense type of barbecue type rub, like a mesquite type rub before. We did that for a couple of years, and then we changed it to just better quality meat, so you want to taste meat. I haven't had an issue with the salt. Some people will kind of stump their toe and dump more salt into it than they need to.
Right.
Or they'll cook it and then try to throw a season or rub on top of it. And when you take a bite of it as a customer, the first thing you're tasting is what they just threw on top of it.
Right, right.
So if they're throwing salt on towards the end, it ain't really cooking in the meat. It's not getting into the juices, getting into the proteins of the meat. And you got to watch how you dust stuff. You really got to study meat. Talk to butchers. Talk to processors. Talk to other cooks and chefs. Try to learn. I didn't go to a culinary school. And that was the whole, how the Burger Chef thing come about, was through interviews. Hey, chef this, chef that. And I'd be like, well, I don't have a degree other than a certificate from a New Orleans school, but that doesn't make me a chef.
I didn't call you a chef. I called you a chef. I did good. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I was like, hey, well, what do you want us to call you? I said, I don't know, just call me the Burger Chef. And I laughed. And for 6 years, that's, people have ran with it, but some people, if you're a little bit older, there was a Burger Chef fast food chain from 68 to about 98, and we had one here in Hot Springs, and my mom, it was a treat, and my mom would take me to it, and it was like a McDonald's, a Wendy's, kind of fast food place, and I've collected some of the memorabilia over the years since adopting this nickname, but when you call yourself the Burger Chef, you gotta back it up. You can't just coast and rest on your laurels. You've got to actually be in there, be involved, put your hand on that meat. You got to know what is going out the kitchen. And because everybody that sees me, that's, hey, burger guy.
Yeah,
I better make sure my burgers are pretty dang good if I want to be known as the burger guy.
I want to know some nutrition differences, because I want to know, tell me what you know about the difference between when you see on a menu, oh, I'm not going to have a hamburger with beef. I'm going to have a turkey burger today because it's better for me. How much better for you is it? Or is it?
Well, it's leaner. It's got more proteins. Usually with a turkey burger, you're probably going to get 19 to 20, 22 grams of protein. It's a lighter, cleaner meat. Right now is what's sweeping across the country is plant-based. And a lot of us, you know, meat guy, I'm a meat tater guy, and you kind of cringe at it. But
yeah.
I've served the Impossible plant-based burger at the Ohio Club before. I'm going to serve it again. It's a cleaner meat. When you eat it, you don't feel as bloated, or it's lighter in some areas as far as what's processed in that. And it has a lot more protein. So if you're looking, if you don't have protein bars, you're trying to stay up on your protein and try to eat lighter and healthy, something like a turkey burger or a veggie burger, or even a plant-based burger, is options to do. I had a health scare last year. I said I'm a meat and tater guy. I am a meat and tater guy. I eat just about anything, but not always eat right or healthy.
Right.
And last year I found out type 2 diabetic.
Wow, man.
So there you're looking at bread. You're looking at even some of the toppings that you would put on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to change my style. Now I still eat regularly. I've got my diabetes under control, not on any medication or anything.
Great.
I was able to take control of it by changing just some simple, eating more chicken or eating more veggies or trying to eat lighter. You're talking about cholesterol. just try to cut back. You don't have to get a 16-ounce porterhouse. I know, Steve, that
I know. I got
sitting there and you want that big old 16-ounce.
I want it right now.
Ounce.
I want it. I got to confess.
Now,
I'm confessing.
Those little six and 8-ounce sirloins are just as good and just as filling and just as much protein and vitamins and everything in it, and you're not gorging yourself.
Is filet the best piece? I'm sorry about that. Is filet? Go ahead. I'm sorry. You go first.
Yeah. Filet is probably some of the best piece. I'll try different meats and cuts, but I had to go from getting that 16 to 24 ounce steak that I thought it was my God-given right that I had to eat a 16 to 24 ounce steak or bigger.
Yeah.
Or try to go to Amarillo and eat the big, 72-ouncer. 72-ouncer. You know, that's what I want.
John Candy.
That's not what your body needs.
I love it. You got to eat the fat. Hey, no, I know, but
that's not what your body needs.
You've got me upset right now because I was hoping you were going to say, Steve, here's the deal with your doctor. The cholesterol thing. Now you've gotten me going like, I'm really feeling guilty. I'm hitting the road, heading to Michigan to play a show. And there's going to be where I do cross, there will be a Whataburger in the airport, and I'm just going to go past it. But anyway, I just want you to know that I'm really upset that the turkey burger actually has more protein and it's better for you and it's a leaner cut of meat. I wanted you to tell me the opposite. Gosh, dog it. Anyway, it's what it is.
Well, if I didn't have my health scare last year, I probably would have told you to go get you. You can come to Ohio
triple.
Club, and I will cook you a quadruple classic burger.
Woo!
If you go, I don't see how these customers eat them, but I'll sit there and quadruple. That's four patties, four slices of cheese, sometimes four layers of bacon, and it's going out. There's pictures on my Facebook, Michael Dampier on Facebook, or the Burger Chef Facebook page of these big triple and quadruple burgers. I'll make them, but I honestly don't see how people eat them. And a lot of folks will eat it and sit there and look at you and wonder why you didn't make it bigger. I'm like, sheesh.
I'm Steve Azar. We're going to go into a break before I'm going to actually, I don't know what I'm doing right now because I'm hungry now. I know everybody, if you just came out of lunch, I know where you're heading. I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about what I'm thinking about. Visit Mississippi.org is what you really need to be thinking about. Please check it out. So many. The Writer's Trail, the Freedom Trail, the Country Music Trail, the Blues Trail. I mean, we're stretched clear across from here to Timbuktu with Chef Michael Dampier, the Burger Chef, Hot Springs, Arkansas, Ohio Club. We'll be right back.
Weather and your sports all in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late breaking story all in one place. Supertalk.fm. Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Supertalk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, The Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you, and it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. For your Veterans Day, rain in the forecast, high near 73. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 42. Your finally Friday, sunny skies, high near 69. Friday evening, mostly clear, low all the way down to 38. And for your Saturday, sunny skies, high only to 55.
This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Push the limits of what's possible in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With a bold exterior and premium interior, Outlander reimagines the SUV. Rule the road with Mitsubishi Super All-Wheel Control and wireless smartphone technology. Plus, an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today and get up to $3,500 over book value for your trade at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. Get thunderstruck. Super All-Wheel Control is an available feature on all trim levels. Price, terms, and vehicle availability may vary. Important restrictions and rules apply. See retailer for limited warranty and more details. Offer ends 12/13/21.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the Range in Gluckstadt. Hunting season is almost here, and to help you celebrate our favorite time of the year, we've just got in a huge selection of rifles and shotguns, as well as the ammo to go with them. Our gunsmithing department is offering fast turnaround on firearms that you meant to turn in long before now. The only problem I'm having is my wife, Jane. She got mad at me because I bought a new shotgun for dove season and hadn't said a word to me in 2 weeks. But, you know, the more I think about it, that's not such a bad thing after all.
Attention! If you deal with anything from minor to extremely hazardous environmental spills, you've got to check out the full line of absorbents at ESI Supply. They've got white and gray absorbent pads by the bundle or by the roll, sock knit broom products, oil gator, oil dry, spill kits, and more. Just because you haven't had a spill doesn't mean you won't. Give the guys at ESI a call to find out more about how you can be prepared and protect your business's liability. 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910. Or visit ESISupply.net.
Here we go. The annual Bravo Broad Street Salamuki's 3-in-1 gift card sale starts this Friday at dawn. Buy 3 gift cards and we give you one for free, and we donate 10% of your purchase to your favorite Mississippi charity. Our 3-in-1 gift cards are good at all 3 of our restaurants. Start with a hot breakfast at Broad Street and Banner Hall, have an amazing pizza lunch at Salamuki's in Fondren, and then wind down the day with drinks and appetizers at Bravo in Highland Village. This once a year sale starts Friday, so don't miss it. Buy 3, get one free, 10% goes to charity. There is no limit. Buy as many as you wish.
November 19 and 21st, everyone is heading to the Ford Center at Ole Miss University, including original Fifth Dimension stars, Grammy winners Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Marilyn McCoo.
And I'm Billy Davis Jr.
Giving a warm shout out to our friend Mary Donnelly Haskell, who's starring in Life in the Piazza.
This show and our friend Mary are just fantastic, so do yourselves a favor. Don't miss it.
Please visit OleMissBoxOffice.UniversityTickets.com.
This is baseball player and fellow Mississippian Jake Mangum. There are a lot of reasons to be proud of my home state. Mississippi State Baseball is one of the reasons, and Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance is another. The dedicated team at Farm Bureau works hard to give me and the rest of their customers the best service possible. Visit FabeRates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
When it comes to your business IT solutions, smarter is better. Meet the authority from CSpire. Our team of super specialized engineers partner with businesses of all sizes, taking on their toughest IT challenges while finding new opportunities. Connectivity, data security, cloud services, you name the tech, we have a specialist for it. CSpire Business. Win with authority. Your partners in IT. Get connected to the fastest internet speeds available. Visit cspire.com/business.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're my first morning light.
I got carried away, Chef. Chef Michael Dampier is my guest. Visit Mississippi.org is it. Check it out. Trust me. Come on. You guys are on your phones. Just do it and go, oh, Steve, look what Steve has led us to. He's led you to the water. Anyway, I hope everybody has a great weekend as we head into the into it. Blessings to all of you. Chef Michael Dampier is my guest, the burger chef. Chef, when you see a lot of people, they put it on the grill, the burger or the griddle, and they have the little thumbprint in the middle. Do you do that? Is there a purpose? What's going on there?
I don't do it. People will do that. They're forming up their patty. They'll push their down in the middle, try to keep it from balling up. I would remember, I love my grandpa to death, and God rest his soul, but he would grill some burgers out back, and they'd go out looking like a nice 4 or 5 inch patty, and they'd come in, and they'd be like something you would throw in a pot of spaghetti, a meatball.
Yeah.
And we'd eat them. We'd eat them, and we'd smile and everything, and sometimes people will do that to keep it press down to where it don't ball up. I don't do it. We patty out our burgers. We throw them on the grill. Nice little press on it. What a lot of people do, they make mistakes. A lot of new people, when I bring them into my kitchen to train them to cook, they'll put a burger on there in a minute or two. They flip it. They'll flip it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Let it cook. You could in about 2 minutes, kind of lift it and turn it and get that diamond grill mark on it, set it back down, but let it sit there for 3 to 4, 4 and a half minutes before you flip it.
Get that crust on it.
It's going to be about, let the meat, let the grill do its thing. Watch your temperature. Now, if you've got flames shooting up, of course, you've got either too much grease dripping down or you've got it turned up too hot, you'll adjust your meat or move your product across the grill or whatever. A lot of people will sit there and they'll move their steak around. They'll get their steak right out of the refrigerator, throw some seasoning on it, throw it right on the grill. Rule of thumb is you get it out, put it on the counter, let it rest, let it get a little room temperature. You could, if you're going to season it with anything, there's a lot of great steak rubs out there. You could spray that duck fat on there, get the rub to adhere to it better. Put it on the grill, but you don't throw it right out of the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, you got to let it. You're right. What's the temperature thing? First of all, two things before we have to go. The actual weight, are you a third pound guy? Is that like sort of the magical number? And how?
Yeah.
And you got to keep, you get your meat to room temperature. Is that correct for best results?
That's for the best results. You'll do that. With the burgers, with our meat, we'll cook it any way you want it. I had the guy that played Texas Chainsaw, he played Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
My goodness.
He was in town for a Comic Con, and he called me out to the table. He said, I want a double patty melt. He said, but can you black and blue it? I said, well, we have a black and blue burger. I said, but I know what you're wanting. He said, I want it burnt and raw. Will you serve me a burger that way? I said, I'm so confident, Army, I'll serve it any way you want it. And he ordered, oh, Leatherface ordered a double.
He wanted bloody.
Now, our burgers were seven ounces. He wanted it black and kind of Pittsburgh blue, you know, raw on the inside, and he sat there and devoured it.
Yeah.
But you know, at the Ohio Club, we, as you know, I mean, we opened in 1905, the oldest bar and grill.
Sure.
Ties to the mob back in the day, ties to like Babe Ruth, Mae West, Tony Bennett.
Yep.
Even I walked in, Leonard Skinner sitting at the bar, everybody but Gary. And, you, Rick Springfield. So you still get, we still get a lot of folks that pass through for the history.
Jesse
come have
is a
drink.
Sorry about that.
Oh yeah. Listen to music, eat, drink.
Great music.
I'm a big blues fan too, and my kids have learned that I get off the interstate and I start taking highways and back roads. My daughter and I came over when the bridge was out at Memphis. I went through Mariana, Arkansas, to see Mr. Jones Barbecue and had a sandwich, dropped down through Helena and crossed over there and went up to Byhalia. But when we come back through, I'm like, well, hang on a minute. I'm just up the highway from the crossroads. My daughter's like, we're never going to get home. So we drop down. I'm down at the crossroads, Mississippi. I'm taking a picture. I'm saying a little prayer. I'm like, my kitchen's been closed for a few months. Whatever deal I need to make right now, let's make it happen. And I'm doing a selfie, and I look at my phone. I'm like, Abe's Barbecue.
Yeah, baby.
I turn around. I'm like, we're going to a barbecue place.
That's my cousin, you know that, and don't you? My mom's first cousin.
Really?
Yeah, man.
We went in there, and next thing you know, one of the locals is buying me some potato chips with some barbecue sauce on it.
It's good.
And getting me to try that. So I'll get off on the highways. Anything I can learn about blues music, I'll take the blues trail.
You're dang
down
right.
Through there, some of the BB King stops.
You're celebrating visitmissippi.org. I don't even think I love that. I love it when my Arkansas guest celebrates Mississippi.org. I love it. We're going to let you go, but you and I can't wait to get together and break bread and break burgers and break steak. And, well, I guess we'll be eating turkey burgers with you and your health and my health going to wherever it's going. But, hey, I can't thank you enough, Chef Michael Dampier. You've been in a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a blessed weekend. And also go to visit Mississippi.org. to check out what we just got through talking about. Chef, you're the best. Thanks. Can't wait to see you, pal.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.